the book or from what little information you pick up here and there. I imagine that's all you can do, just contact people like I am that's got a good bit of age on them.
Yes, sir.
But my brother, if that could have told you, might not as much as I do. Well, I'm just 4 years, 5 years older than he is, but that's the only difference.
Yes, sir. Can I put that in there?
Yeah.
Your full name is?
George W.
George W.? And you were born?
May the 1st, 1890.
And that'll make you 86.
That's right.
87.
87.
You were born here, sir?
I was born up in a little, just above Rosedale. You know where Rosedale is?
Yes, sir.
On an old plant, sugar plantation, they call it Augusta Plantation. And that's where I was born.
Can you tell me about your folks and your daddy and
well, I came from a large family those days, you know. It was big families, they didn't have pills those days and so forth.
Yes, sir.
My mother had raised 9 children. I was the 6th one in the family and the 1st boy. I had 7 sisters older than I am, so that made me the 8th in the family. I had a brother and a sister born after I was. And so you don't want me to tell you the history of the family, do you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Just tell me whatever you want to.
Well, I was raised on a farm. In those days, farming was the chief way, mode of making a living. And I think it was a whole lot better in those days. We had more family life than we had now. Family life had disappeared from the country. My recollection of when I was young and growing up was getting around that old organ, and my sister played the organ, and we sang every night, and we enjoyed life. It seems to me more than people are enjoying it now. We stayed at home, and when I left Beaumont, I left here and went to Beaumont after the bull weavers. My daddy was a big cotton planter.
Yes.
At that time. He had about 1,200 acres of cotton. And the Mexican boll weevil, that's the year that they came in and wiped him out. And
did you live in Beaumont long?
I lived in Beaumont 5 years. And I married a girl over there. At least I married a girl from over there after I left there.
Did you come back over here? Then?
Yeah, I came back over here. I worked for the Magnolia Petroleum Company for 5 years. And I got kind of tired of it because I didn't like that system they have where the stockholders' sons coming in and taking the job maybe you've been working for years and you were clearly entitled to. That's what got me disgusted with. I worked and tended my business and did my work to the best of my ability. And then first thing you know, some stockholder's son step right in front of me and take the job I was working for all this time. And that's what got me disgusted.